Yes, now the Gemara is about this. Yenav Chavov. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosi. Omer Reb Yechanan. Hakol Moedim, I mean both Rabbi Meir and Reb Yosi both agree. Hakol Moedim, that B'yomer, if he says like this, Tochol Zu. First I want in this payment to be Chalat Tmuras, let's say Oila. And then V'yachakach Tochol Zu. And then after that I want it to be Chalat Tmuras Shlamin. So everybody holds Divrei Hakol Tochos Las Rishon. Everybody holds you go after the first words he said. Like once you made it into a Tmuras Oila, so it's Chalat Kedushas Oila on it. And that's it. Then Pshit, you can make it into, you cannot make it into a Shlamin anymore. What about if you say clearly, Loi Tochol Zu Elim Kem Chol So Zu? I do not want the Tmuras Oila to be Chal unless it could also be Chal Tmuras Shlamim. Then Tavaya Kochi, then both, even Rabbi Yosef would agree that both Kedushas are Chal on the Behema. He said clearly both together. So where is the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef? Is Lanechukul the only of you Ela could go in a case like this? Ela could go in Mishnah Seinu, the case of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Meir, right, yeah. Yes, where's the machlokes? So like a goyin mishnah, case like our mishnah, the yoma that they say, he says like this: tumuras oila, tumuras shlamim. The verse he says it should be a tumuras oila, and then it should be a tumuras shlamim. So what's the machlokes? The Rabbi Meir savar mi dehepele lemeimer. If he really meant both together, he should have said tumuras oila ushlamim. That's what he should have said. For yoma tumuras oila tumuras shlamim. How come he said the word tumura twice? That it should be a Tumuras Oila and then a Tumuras Shlamim, his Hevelah is considered as if Koimer Tochozu B'yachakach Tochozu. That's from Meir Svar, that since he said the word Tumura twice, as if he meant to say first it should be a Tumuras Oila and then it should be a Tumuras Shlamim, and that can be, once it's Chalon Oila, it remains an Oila. That's from Meir Svar. Rabbi Yosi Savar, no. Rabbi Yosi holds Ioma Tumuras Oila Ushlamim. If he would have said these words of Tumuras Oila Ushlamim, Habamina, I would have thought to say Kedusha v'yena kareva. Like the guy can think is more to say, if I would have said something like that, it sounds as if I don't want it to be korev, as if I sound I want it to be a mixture of both together, and there's no such korban like that. So therefore the guy thinks that I really want it to be brought to, for a korban. So how should I say it? I take to mean both together, but I'll say it better, rather it should be a tumuras oila and a tumuras shlamin, meaning that I want two kedushas akareva to be chal. So Kamash Malon, and that's taka what the person meant according to Rabbi Yosi. That the person taka means to say both of them should be chal, and therefore that's Rabbi Yosi's svara that both kedushas are chal, and even though you can't bring it for both, what you'll have to do is you have to sell it now with the money you'll bring both of them. Tana Rabbah learn like this. It says Oima behemazu chetzia tmuras oila vechetzia tmuras shlamin. Let's say somebody says upon one behema that half of it should be a Tmuras Oila, and the other half of it should be a Tmuras Shlamim. So Lachar is Kula Takriv Oila. Again, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Kort Rabbi Meir, the whole thing is brought for Korban Oila. Then when you said those words first, so first it's Chal on half of it, a Kedushas Oila. And once it's Chal on half of it, automatically it's Nispashit, and it goes upon the whole Behemah. So the whole Behemah becomes an Oila. And even though we had a Machlokes before about Ragla Shozu, but here it's much better, because here it's Hanashamat Luyibah. You say half of an animal, then it's chal on the whole animal. So these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chomer and the Chomer say no. Tiro, let a pasture in the fields. That's it. The story of Tlum comes about mum. And again, v'timorch, you'll have to sell it. V'yofe v'timei chetzia t'mur s'ayla. Or v'timei chetzia t'mur shlamim. That's what you have to do here. You'll have to sell it, and you'll have to bring both, with half the money buy an oila, half the money buy a shlamim. And a chanami, same thing like an amishna. Amr Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says like this, then that's the Chomz din, yeah. Now Amr Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi says, Im lakach niskavi metchila. If this is what he really had in mind at the beginning, that both should be chal, so hoyu, like it says in the Mishnah, hoyu v'yev shel hoitzi shnei shems kach, since it's not possible to say both words at the same time, you can't say oil and shlom at the same time, if so, dvorv kayomim. Then the ma'aseh dvorv is kayomim, they're taka, like we're saying, both kedushas are chal on the behema, and you'll have to sell it, and with the money you buy two separate kabbonis. So I'm going to ask the question, the Chura, Rabbi Yosi, Haini Rabbanan, they're both saying the same thing. Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying that the Kedush is Achal, and you have to sell it. So my answer is, Nechnami, I'll tell you, Kulu Rabbi Yosi, Ketanu, the whole mission, the whole price that goes according to Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yosi is the Tanakhama also. Now, Tanya Yidich learned another price like this. behema chetzi oilo v'chetzi chatis. Until somebody said this behema, half of it should be a korban oilo, and half should be a korban chatis. So lo charisti korav oilo nechanam edivar v'meya. According to v'meya, he goes according to his first lashon. The first thing he said was it should be an oilo, so the behema becomes a korban oilo, even though only he says half of it. But since half is chal, it's automatically nispashmet on the whole thing, so the whole thing becomes a korban oilo, so it can't be a chatis at all. Rabbi Yossi Yaminot Thomas. Rabbi Yossi says, Allah where it has to die, it's called Thomas. And Rashi says the reason why it's Thomas over here is because that's Rabbi Yossi Shittasai. They were listening to both things that he said. So therefore, since he wanted to be an Oyla Nechatis, and we're talking about this, Rashi learns, this person was not Mechui Vechatis. But since he didn't have a Chiev to bring a Chatis, if he's Mafresh Chatis, it has Loch like Lemis Oslo. So first, he asked the question, Rashi, if he's not Mechui Vechatis, it's not Chal at all, it shouldn't be Lemis Oslo. So the Toys learns the cases where you said a tmuras a chatis. Not that you wanted to be a chatis, but you wanted to be a tmuras chatis, and that's lemis ozla. Think at the bottom, the Rabbeinu Gershom is masper Rashi, that if somebody's not mechui v'chatis, and he sets aside a korban chatis, it's like a chatis shekipu baleho. It's as if like you had your kapor already, because you don't even need it. So if a Rashi holds, that will also be lemis ozla. So I call upon him, according to Rabbi Yossi, since it's chal, this kedushas chatis, whether it's a tmuras chatis or whether it's chatis shekipur baleom, therefore the din is the whole bein has to be Thomas. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's only chal the oila, not the chatis, therefore it's a carbon oila. But Vishovim, both of them agree, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi both agree, that boim, let's say it sounds like this, chetzi chatis. He says, first of all, half of it should be a chatis. And again, according to Rashi, where the person was not mechui v'chatis, so because he made half of the chatis, it has the din of Thomas. And then he said, v'chati oilo, she Thomas. Both of them agree, she Thomas. Because in the Mosul, like, Mani, who's his goal? Shavin Mani. Rabbi Meir, who you're telling me, even Rabbi Meir agrees over here. The Churub Shita, of course. According to Rabbi Meir, for sure it's Thomas. Like when you say the word chatis first, so according to Rabbi Meir, like it's only chal kedushas chatis on it. And this is like a chatis shekipu baleo, so it's lemisa's law. So Mosul says, no. Mal the time, I would have thought this is like this. Elav the Yashmin, and if not for teaching us this halacha, that both agree in this case as lemiso, Habamin, I would have thought a little bit different. I would have thought to say, time of the Rabbi Meir, I would have said the reason why Rabbi Meir says you go boss to the first Loshin, where he says it should be an oil and then a chatis, lav mishum tofus Loshin Rishin. I could have made a mistake to thought that's not the sworn in Rabbi Meir. It's not the pshat you go after the first Loshin you said. So how come if he says first an oila and then a chatis, why is the chal kedushas oila? I would have thought maybe like this. Elohai no time, this is the reason, that chatis murevis kreva, that a chatis murevis is kreva. Chatis murevis means it like this. In the case where you have this kedushas chatis mixed in, since al the chatis is not brought for korban, adarabah, al the chatis it should be lemisa, but it's mixed in with another kedusha, like an oila, so I would have thought to say, since the oil is the ikka, that's the kedushas akrova, so it's like that nitcha, that pushes out the chatis. That's the svar of Rabbi Meir. And really, when he first said oil, then chatis, maybe really both should be chal. But the pshat is, since for the oil, it's brought for carbon. For the chatis to be lemisa. So that din lemisa is not strong enough to be chal, therefore the oil pushes it away. That's called chatis murevis, is kreva. Rashi says, like shinis arva bo shtei kedushas, we have to have a tabayu chayli, ola, korban hoil arva midi dechazi like rova kamashmalon. They were thought to say, since with this chatas is mixed in something that could have a kedusha sakrova, like the oila, so the oila was the main thing. Now that would have been the svara then, the yafilu, the same halacha would have applied, kiyama, if you would have said the opposite way, even if you would have said, chetzia chatas, v'od oma chetzia oila kreva. If that would have been the svara in Rameya, so even this way also, even though first he said, hef should be a chatas, and then he says, hef should be an oila, so really both should be chal. But now that both are chal, the oila has a din to be brought for korban. The chata has a din to be mesa. So maybe Rameya's story is we push away this the kedushas chatas. Is kamashma not the chiddush, not like that. Kamashma know that it could be brought. Kamashma know that that's not the svar. Kamashma and the loy. Kamashma know that the svar Rameya is that the toughest lashon rishon, the goal was the first word he said. So therefore, in the sefer where he says the word chatas first, and echnami, it's chal the din chatas on it. And since it's like a chatis sheneschapu baleo, the din will be lemisa ozla. Or else like toys, like a tumuras chatis, will be lemisa. Now the Gemara says, Tani Yidach, we learned another verse like this. Tani Yidach, Oma Behemizu. Somebody says upon this Behema, Chetzi Oilo Vechetzi Shlom. He wants half of it to be a Korban Oilo, and half of it to be a Korban Shlomim. Slochra is Kedusha, Vienna Kareva, Lamaisa, both Kedushas like a Schal, where it goes according to Rabbi Yosi Lechura. But Lochra is this itself, you can't bring, since it has two Kedushas, you can't bring it. You have to wait till it becomes a Bamum and be partnered with the money by two. And right now it has a Kedushas of Gufan, and therefore it's a Tumura, it makes it Tumura. You could take another Behemoth Chul next one and say, Zutachazu. And then would be a Tumurasa Kyoitzabo. The Tumura would have the same Lochra like this, with Tumurasa Kyoitzabo. So Tumura says, Lochra, money, who's this price to go like? The Chur Rabbi Yosi goes according to Rabbi Yosi that says both Kedushas Achal. So Tumura says, Pshita. The Kedusha, so the Chur Pshita goes like Rabbi Yosi. What's the Kiddush over here? So Tumura says, I'll tell you, the Kedusha, Vienna Kedusha, Tumurasa Itzrachlei. The Kiddush is that the Tumura has the same halacha like the Behemer itself. That's the Kiddush. Because otherwise, Mal Tatem, I would have thought to say, Nehi Dehi Le Korva. True, the first one, the original Korban, could not be brought for Korban. Because you were matfis two kedushas on it, you made it the kedushas oyla and kedushas shlomim. But maybe when you say tumurasa tikarev, maybe if you make a tumur out of it, you say another behemoth hulin zu tachazu. So since lechetchila like you be makriv this tumura, maybe you would have the kedushas akrova. You could bring it. I don't know what. I don't know be an oyla or shlomim, but maybe this could be brought. Kamashmo the chiddush is no that the svar is. Maishnohi, what's the difference? The mother, the original korban, the loy korvo, it can be brought for korban. Why? Tevu le kedusha duchuyam, because since it has two kedushas on it, the kedushas cannot be brought for korvo. Is so tumurasa nami when you make a tumur out of it, the same halacha mikoyach kedusha duchuyi kasya that this tumur comes because of kedusha duchuya, and therefore the tumur also cannot be brought. That's the chiddush over here. Renechanami goes according to Rabbi Yosi that both Lishon is Achal, and therefore it's called the Kedushas Oil and Shlomim. It can't be brought for Korban, but you have to sell it, and with the money you buy two separate Korbanis. If you make a Tumura the way it is right now, also the same, the Tumura is the same Halacha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says like this, Peheimah Shal Shnei Shutfim. You have a Behemah that belongs to two Shutfim, Peheimah Shal Shnei Shutfim. You have two people own the Behemah together. What's going to be Hiktish Chetzi Shalai? Ruvain, one shut of one partner, is makdish his half. So when he's makdish his half, he only owns half of it. He can't be makdish kedusha saguf, because he doesn't own the other half, so he can't be makdish on the korban. Elamai, all you need to be makdish just to the domim, that the value of how much half the animal is worth, you'll have to give that much money to the bedik abayis, to the hegdish. So at the beginning, you're only makdish the kedusha's domim, the value of half of the behema. And now what happened was, v'chaz of lokach, then this Ruvain bought the other half off the other partner. And now he owns the whole thing. V'chaz of lokach chetzi acheres, he went and bought the other half. And v'egdisha. And now he was makdish kedusha saguf. Now that he owns the whole behemah, he's makdish now kedusha saguf. So what's the locha? Locha is kedusha. Itaka has the din kedusha saguf on it. Since you makdish now the whole thing, and you own it now, you give it a kedusha saguf. But v'yena kreva, the Maisa can be brought for Korban. And we'll soon see why not. The Chura, this is the first time you're putting Kedusha Zaguf, unless you made it for Noila. So the Chidish still can't be brought for Korban. But V'yoseh Tumura, since it has the Kedusha Zaguf on it, it could make Tumura. And the Tumurosa Kiyoseh, if you do make Tumura,